why am I up right now?
This is ridiculous.
Welcome to Rant While Driving to Work. My name's Jay Recker, your host for the duration of this podcast. I talk about random things while I drive to work, and you join me. Sometimes you hear horns blazing and blasting around me, and metal crunching and crashing, glass breaking and smashing, the wind of my AC occasionally, the flip-flop of the windshield wipers.
Right, flip-flop? I don't know, swish-wash? Swish-swash?
So here I am again, guys. Today's a little different. The sun is not up yet. That's right, guys. I'm driving to work pre-sunrise. If you ask yourself, Jay, what are you doing? Do you work at some meat factory? No. But there's a bread factory down the road from me, about 5 to 8 minutes away. It's delicious smelling sometimes. I do not work there. No. But a colleague of mine, we don't do hierarchies. I'm trying to instill this no hierarchy esque in the company and in our division, just to have, I believe it's better for the morale, it's for the psyche of the individual. But let's face it, this person is more important than I am. And this person is traveling to another country, one of our offices internationally. As you guys know, long-time listeners, I travel a lot. I go different places all around the world. And, so he needs to get trained up on some equipment. He'll be leaving shortly. And I'm the one who does the trading. And he decided, let's do it an hour and a half before work, so that way my work day isn't interrupted with stuff, with learning. And I was like, nah, no problem, man, whenever you want to do it. So here I am. The sun's not up yet. Jay is. That's it. That's the story, guys. This is just ridiculous. Good thing, guys. Good thing I'm okay with these kind of predicaments, these kind of situationals. I'm up now. Whatever. It happens. I'm good. I'm golden. Work is going good, I would say. Things are a booming. And I think that's important. I was talking to some folks this weekend at a birthday party. Not my birthday party, but my son's classmate's birthday party. And we're talking about, oh, hey, what do I do? What do you do? And my job description is so hard. Why can't I make it easier? There's easier jobs people go, just automatically recognize, oh, cool, that's what you, male escort. Really? Awesome. No, I don't do that. No, that's a joke. I threw a joke in there. It's illegal, and I think probably in the United States it probably is illegal. And you probably don't make much money. I would guess. I would venture you wouldn't make much money. And I bet you there's less heterosexual male escorts than homosexual male escorts. I would venture. Anyways, super hard to describe what I do. It's like, oh, hey, this is what I do. It's crazy. It's collectibles, and it's, I thought I had it down, guys. I thought I did. I thought I had, like, a nice 2-3 sentence little, this is what we do. But I'm finding that that's not good enough either, so I'm really trying to figure this out. We're a smallish company. We're about 350 or so worldwide. And if you can't describe what your company, what your job is in like 2-3 sentences, it's not transferable. This worries me a little bit. Like, the skills I'm learning in this job, what's actually transferable to somewhere else? Because everyone's looking at transferability-ness. Is that even a word? Yeah, sure. Webster, he's dead. He doesn't care anymore. Webster's dead. No, not the guy from, like, Perfect Strokes or Different Strokes or whatever that 80s sitcom was. I'm talking about the... Not Emmanuel Lewis, I'm talking about, who played Webster. I'm talking about Webster the Dictionary. Wow, guys. You need a cup of coffee. I'll wait. Let it percolate. All right? Come on back to me. Because I'm on fire today. Whoa. Yeah. This is crazy, guys. I feel alive. I feel alive this early in the morning. This is nothing to it. Nothing else to it. I'm just there. I'm bouncing off the walls. People are looking at me. There's a cop right there. Don't look. Don't look. Don't look. Don't look. Don't look. Don't look. Ha ha! I got away with it. Ha ha! Now, you're looking for transferable skills, right? People ask me, Jay, what would you do after this job? And I was like, I don't know. Win the lottery? Do nothing. Is that a possibility in my life? No. Crap. I'm screwed. I don't know. Why do I have to look at another job? If I wasn't doing this job, what would I be doing? I don't know. That's a horrible question to ask somebody. Like, my manager asked me that like a couple years ago. What, Jay, what would you be doing right now? I don't know. If I was new, I probably would be doing that and not this. Let's be honest. I don't know, so I'm doing this. So let's... Now, don't get me wrong, guys. I give everything I do with my job 100% all the time. If I'm depressed or if I'm not depressed, if I'm excited or not excited, if I'm happy or if I'm not happy, if I'm just in the middle, always 100%. I think it's very important to always give your all in your job. You were hired to do a position, to do a thing, to do a thing, and do that, right? I mean... You know, don't mess up, don't screw around, do your job and go home. That's how I was raised, that's what I believe. I just do the job. Just do the dang thing. Do it. And don't complain. If you complain about it, do it at home, but don't let that affect your work. There's another, I mean, you know, people go, I don't know, because if they're making me feel this way, or if I make... Or if this happens here, or if this person says this, I'm going to... No. Don't even do it. Just do your job. You get paid every other week, usually, in the United States. It's usually every other week. If you're internationally, some places just once a month. But you're getting paid to do something. So do that something. Do it as best as you possibly can. And that's it. If you're not happy with what that something is... Go look for something else. Don't quit unless you have something else lined up, because then you need money to survive and to live and feed your mouth. And maybe you have a family, maybe you don't, but you still need something. Got to keep the lights on. Got to pay those bills. Be responsible. Pay off your debts. Those quick life lessons this morning, guys. Welcome to the podcast, new listeners. This is it. Buckle in. It's gonna get good. So the boss asked me this. I don't know what to say. I just mumble something. I try to make something. I wasn't prepared for this question. I wasn't prepared. I guess you need to be at this day and age. This is crazy. But this would be great if I would have said something like, yeah, I would have been like a professional snooker player. I'm really gonna fall back on my passion of playing snooker. And what's snooker? Well, it's like billiards, but there's no pockets. And you got to hit balls around other balls. It's a little longer table. Fascinating sport. I don't know. I guess you have to say something about this now. This is crazy. I mean, I guess I should have been like more prepared for this question. I had no clue. It was a while ago though. I haven't had the answer. And someone else asked me that a couple years ago. as well. What would you be doing, Jay, if you weren't here? I don't know, man. What would you be doing? And they rattled on like three or four different things that they could be doing. Well, then do those things. Right now, my time and my energy and my thoughts are for this job. This is, you know. Well, don't you have any side projects? Yeah, sure. But I'm not going to tell you what those are because I don't want to tell you my side projects. I don't want to be your friend right now. I don't trust you. That's what people think, right? This is why people don't open up at the office place because they're the verb. It's called a personal question for a reason. Hey, Jay, can I ask you a personal question? No, you can't. I don't want to answer personal questions right now. You ever had that guy at your office? I got a guy at the office. He's fantastic. Great worker. Smarter than I will ever dream to be. And he's like, man, I gotta do something. I'm gonna miss this game. I think he's gonna. I'm gonna miss a game. Ah, that sucks, man. What are you doing? I got something to do. Oh, cool. Carry on, my friend. Carry on, my wayward son. Carry on. Kansas would be proud. Like, that's fantastic. Okay. He's got a thing. He's like Chevy Chase all of a sudden. I got a thing. Got it. Peace. Wow. He Chevy Chased me. For you young folks, that's I'm referencing Chevy Chase from the movie golf movie. Crap. It is early, so I cannot remember some things. It wasn't really that good. It was a National Lampoon's movie. It's like their second movie. Their first movie was Animal House. Caddyshack. I'm referencing a character Chevy Chase played in Caddyshack. Yeah, also used the same joke, I believe, in Caddyshack 2. He would roll over his wrist. He would peel back his imaginary sleeve, depending on the scene. Look at a bare wrist with no watch and goes, I've got a thing. I gotta go. It was humorous. I enjoyed it as a child and somewhat now. Caddyshack, by the way, quick cliff note, side note here. Not a cliff note, side note. Not a good movie. It did not hold up. No. Yeah. You can tell it was all thrown together. It was bad. I'm going to watch Caddyshack 2 again. That's on the to-do list. Because I enjoyed that. I saw that as a child first and really liked that movie. Then saw the second one. For the first one, I was like, I don't know about this. There's some weird parts in it. Strange. Anyways. I digress. He just said, nope, got to think. Peace. All right, dude. That's okay in the workplace. People don't need to understand that we don't got to be friends. We don't have to have a cookout together. We don't need to, you know, sing kumbaya. I don't need to be anyone's godfather to their baby. All right? This is just life. But I guess now you need to understand, well, do you need to have a question? Do you need to have a baked up response to, well, what would you be doing if you weren't here? It's like, I've been working here for 3 or 4 years. You ask me this now. Does that mean I'm getting fired? Should I be looking for work somewhere else? Do I need to be thinking about employment elsewhere? Do you just need like a pie in the sky thought just to have a conversation about it? If you have something, does that mean they're more willing to let you go? If you don't have anything, is that more, oh crap, he doesn't have anything. He'd be gone. He'd be on the streets. I don't know. We can't get rid of him right now. Is there that? I don't know. No clue what the correct response is. I do think that this light is super bright in my face right now, though. The sun's still not up yet. And this guy's like this high beams. I'm just destroying my eyeballs right now. I'm not going to afford a coupe. This guy's like some monster truck or something. It's flipping ridiculous, dude. Save the environment. Gosh, get a Prius. Anyways. Golly, that hurt my eyeballs. Are you supposed to have a response to this? Because, sure, I would have said, like, yeah, stockbroker. I don't know. Like, I wouldn't want to be a stockbroker, I don't think. I think that's just I probably would just end up taking advice from other people. Not passionate about that. Right? Now there's a whole thing called passion. We're big on passion these days. What's your passion? Find your passion. I don't know what my passion is still. I'm an old man. I feel old. My hip's out of place. That's how old I am, y'all. My hip is out of place. I'm trying to get it adjusted. It's going to cost me $280 over the next, 2 weeks. And this better be adjusted. I'm going to be pissed. I don't got that kind of money just to put it around my hip. Oh, man. But looking for your passion, right? Everyone's now, this is the big thing. What's your passion? What are you interested in? It's like, well, I mean, I'm passionate about not working. How are you gonna do that? I don't know. Step one, play the lottery. Step two, win the lottery. Step three, never work ever again. Because, interesting enough, I put more thought and effort into what I would do with the money I would win after I win the lottery than I've actually thought about, excuse me, that's horrible, than I've actually thought about how to get this money without winning the lottery. It's crazy, right? Literally, I've hours, I kid you not, 5 to 10 hours of thought. Like, literally researching. At one point, I had there's a few big attorneys that just kind of deal with this, like, essentially just like winners of lotteries and stuff. And I was like, oh, I put them on my phone. And then I lost my contact. It was a long time ago, but I lost that phone, but the contacts are gone. But I was like, seriously? I was like, gone. I put it on my phone, though, just in case. I had it in my phone in case I ever won. Because you never know, y'all. You never know. But, yeah. So how crazy is that? I put more time and energy into thinking about what I would do after the fact than actually anything. So I'll let you know. In case you win, this is what you need to do. Write your name on it. Sign your name on the back of the lottery form. But depending on your state, I don't know the states, figure this out yourself, you'd have to have a spot on there where you could put a company's name above your name, and so you could doing business as. Essentially, you want to then start a corporation. Then the corporation can win the lottery, and then you don't have to go, Jay Recker won the lottery, and be on TV or on newspaper article. You could just say this company, Jay Recker's company won this, right? So then the taxes are then a little different too, which you have to claim. I am in the camp of taking a lump sum instead of 20 years. I take my lump sum, which is always less. So it's $100 million. Lump sum is going to be like about $80 million. And then after taxes, I live in Florida, which is great. There's no state on it. They're just federal. I'm coming home with about 55-ish after... No, 60. I'm sorry. If it was... No, yeah. It was from 80. Yeah. About 55, give or take. Some people just estimate half that. That's not, I mean, if the, you do, are you taking federal and state? Yeah. Yeah, you're going to have to probably think about half. Since I don't have state, that's about what I'm taking home, about that. And then after that, I'm going to tithe $5.5 million. So that's the half. And, you know, so then you figure out, you know, that's $6 million. I'm down to $49 million. And in this point, I put this money into a trust and take money out every quarter, X amount of dollars. And then this money is lifetime money for myself, for my children, their children, and if we do it right, maybe their children's children, maybe 5 generations. And this is called generational money. If I can find a place to give me 1%, right, every year on $50 million, 1% is that $500,000? Is that right, guys? Let's try to do the math. If 5 million is 10%, 5 million, and then half of that is 2.5 million. That's 5%. Yeah, so it's $500,000. So I'm gaining like $500,000 in interest. If I spend less than $500,000 a year, I'm actually making money. Yeah, there's a 1099 in there where you're paying taxes on interest gained and stuff. I get that. But it'd be a corporation. It'd be different. Yeah. You know, you pay off the bills, the student loans, the house, you move out, you build a new house, you know, whatever. I don't have to work ever again. Yeah, that's what this attorney does. They actually, like, help you get all the paperwork done. Because you've got, like, 40 or 60 days to get stuff straightened out and you can get all the paperwork signed and everything else. Look at guys. I literally have talked more about that than my passion. I don't know. I don't get it. I don't know what it is. Does that make me weird? No, I think it's it's a very common thing. Listening to some podcasts and some of those personal, I don't know, motivational kind of guys, and you know, whatever, I could take them in small doses, and one of the guys very quickly, and I messaged him a few times on Twitter, but they didn't respond back to me because I'm just a peon. I get that. Some people, they said, may never ever find their passion in life, and then they kind of glaze that over and they move on. Because that's not how they make money. They can't dwell on that fact, because then they won't ever sell books, or they won't sell, you know, speaking engagements and that kind of thing. And that's not good for their brand. So, but they, and more than one guy I've heard will say this. So it's interesting that they kind of say it, just kind of brush off. It's kind of like a disclaimer, like 4 out of 5 dentists agree that this happens. Check out the ad in the red book, Red Pages, Red Barn. Gosh, it's a magazine as always. See your full ad about this stuff in here. Anyways. Yeah. So, I was hung up on that for a while. Like, oh man, I'm. What do you mean? I may never, ever find this out? Like, I might be destined never to be happy ever again? Yeah, that's kind of nuts and bolts of it, guys. Not to be a Debbie Downer, the sun is still not even up. Not even close. So yeah, I don't want to be a Debbie Downer or nothing, but what makes me tick, what makes me happy, may never be found. But what I can do is give everything I possibly have to my work. To the job that I was hired for. Because, heck, guys, that's what I was hired for, to do a good job. So I should do that job. So I put my work and my effort into this, into making my my job feel appreciative that I'm doing something that I'm supposed to be doing. And it may not be the thing on the top of the ivory tower that I'm searching for, and that's okay. But there's no rhyme or reason why I shouldn't just destroy myself for my job. And I do. I kill myself a lot of times. But this is the job that I signed up for. If I didn't want to do it, the crap I've been through, much like you, I'm sure, you've been through a lot, but you're still there, you persevered, you pushed through. Upper management notices that, or they should. If they shouldn't, then you should let them know. Yeah, and then kind of, this is it, you know? So, here I am, just trying to make it, you know? Just trying to do it. Coming in before the sun's even up to train some guys. Or a guy. A guy. But this is it, my friends. This is the task that I lay ahead of myself. When you ever wonder at your job, you're like, okay, here's the projected path that I want in this position. And I laid it out. I remember laying it out like the first week I got here in my head and talking to my wife now, my girlfriend then. Like, well, this is what I want. And now I'm at the job 7 years, and you look back and you're like, oh crap, I was just dead wrong. The paths diverge. You know, you get stuck in different quadrants at work and different progressions. Yeah, it's okay though. I think things are working out the way they should. but you keep on fighting. I've realized that, I mean, in order to get things what you want at work, you, unfortunately, you just can't sit back and let it happen. My grandpa told me you just kind of work and then your good work gets rewarded. And that is such a white 1950s man thing to think, isn't it? That's the epitome of like white 1950s man thing. You're like, oh, well, you work hard and you get rewarded. No, Grandpa, that's not how life works. I have to rake someone else over the coals in a nice way, but kind of showing the company, crap, this guy's not doing what you want him to do, but I'll do it for you instead, and somehow do it cheaper because I'm a putz. Yeah. Or, hey, guess what? I want to do this one thing, and then you come, you keep bringing it up every 2 to 3 months, every quarter, once a quarter, you bring it up to different people. Eventually it sticks, it gets in their head, and then it's their idea. Fantastic idea. I think I'm up for that challenge. Thank you so much. You know, they're managing hundreds of people, so they can't remember all the stories. So you remember your own story, your own narrative, and you keep on mentioning it, and you keep on pushing it, and you keep on wiggling your way into areas. It's that in itself is tiring. And you're like, I don't want to do that, Jay. That sucks. You know, I didn't either. But then you keep on getting passed over and passed over and passed up and forgotten. And then, nope. I'm always a person who wants to keep moving up, or what seemingly seems up to me. I don't want to do the same thing over and over again. Right? You want change, a spice of life, you know, that kind of thing. Well, sometimes you gotta make things happen. You gotta grab life by the horns. If that horn bites you, then it's not a horn, it's a snake. You probably have poison, and you probably go to the hospital or call 911 or poison control, because you're gonna die. That's life, guys. That's life. I don't know. I was gonna go a different direction with this podcast today. But no, this is the direction I went today. I went a little hard, all right, a little in your face. And I just want you to be you, and you to subscribe and give me 5 stars on all the on iTunes and all the things, the thumbs up and the hearts, and tell your friends. That's all I want you to do. Also, I would love for you to click the links below and sign up to gamble at Nitrogen Sports. There's poker. There's sports betting. All right. There is casino games. It's Bitcoin only. All you need is a username and password to sign in. It's all in your browser. It's right there. Go incognito. The wife will never know. I'm just saying, it's Bitcoin. It's 90-minute transactions to withdrawals. It's fantastic. If you want to make a website for your company, for your personal, click on the WP Engine link. It uses WordPress. All right, guys. It's fantastic. You get the Genesis 35 Genesis themes. The Genesis framework, y'all, is great for WordPress. Really super easy. Really sophisticated. And looks nice, too. Also, yeah. Tell your friends about me. Thanks guys so much, guys. Until next time, this is Jay Wrecker. Rant while driving to work.